Is it me?
I said it was you. I said you start.
Hello, everyone.
And you
welcome.
Said okay. You acknowledged it.
Welcome back to another episode of Grey's Academy. And this is all, it's staying. We're doing it live.
We're doing it right. We're doing it great.
Oh, goodness. You have your two favorite hosts.
We're having a hard time.
My name is Carmen.
My name is Kelsey, and it's a beautiful night for a podcast. My voice is still not all the way back. It's been like 3 weeks now. I'm starting to get concerned. I might need professional help from a medical person.
You need professional help from a medical person regardless of the voice situation.
Well, that is true.
But, I mean, so do I. Like, this is not a pot kettle situation, you know.
I mean, it is, but it's fine.
But not in a mean way.
Because we're aware. Yeah, in a fine way. We're both aware.
So, is it only offensive if the pot calls the kettle black, like, in a mean way? If they're like, oh, dude, black.
Yeah, but, like, if you're saying that, like, you're not. If you're like, well, you need therapy, but I don't. But then if you're like, well, you need therapy, but I also need therapy, which is what we both say every time we record this podcast.
Yeah, we both need the therapies.
Wait, did you see the text I just sent you, though?
Yeah, I responded and I go, fucking yo!
Oh, good. Yeah, I didn't see that one.
So it's
a fish.
It's a red fish and a blue fish.
I looked it up a week ago and I've been checking it every single day and the price went down like $40. So I was like, I'm
nice. So Kelsey is flying up to the great city of Chicago to we got professional headshots lined up. We got some video recording lined up. We got some good quality grade A hot stanky 26 degree dog poop content. And that's Kelsey could tell you that story, but it's good stuff. It's good content, and we're ready. We're very excited.
I assume we will also record an episode.
Yeah, we should. We should totally do that. Live on
video. The other day, I took Watson out, and it was like 26 degrees in the morning. And then it was like 68 degrees later on that day, whatever. But
sounds right. That's the Midwest,
So Watson pooped, and like it was cold outside, so when he pooped there was like steam coming off of it. So I sent Carmen a voice message and I was like, just so you know, this is the image in my head I get every time you say hot stanky content. It's like I can literally see steam coming off of this poop, and like that's why I hate it when you say that.
But that's how hot and stanky our content
but like
is.
That was negative. It's a pile of dog shit, which is like an insult.
Would you rather your dog poop in the house or outside of the house? Outside,
I would rather
right?
not
so
be
that means, my dog shits spaghetti.
No, it doesn't need to be shit. Why do you need to be the thing coming out of the dog's ass? Also,
we're not
I'm on the wrong fucking thing. We're not talking about Grey's today. I don't know. Have we specified that?
Oh yeah, this is private practice. This is the crossover.
Private Practice Academy.
Parts Academy.
No.
And this episode is all about your private parts.
Academy practice.
Private Practice Academy. And this, so here's the deal, guys. We're going to get into this episode right off the bat. I'm just going to go ahead and say, follow us at Grey's Academy Pod on Instagram and X and... If TikTok. You have not followed TikTok. Kelsey and myself, TikTok at Grey's Academy Pod. Share those reels, share those everythings, share the page, like us, follow us, subscribe
to us.
Oh yeah,
we had Montana, shout out Montana. She tagged us on TikTok in another video of someone talking about, it was an incredible video because this girl was like, I don't feel like I see enough George hatred. And I was like, that's the right read. And someone tagged us in it and said, you should really listen to Grey's Academy Pod. And I was like,
because these
amazing.
Motherfuckers hate George.
And they do not shut up about it. So shout out Montana. Thank you for tagging us in that video.
So Follow me at carmen.gabriel.official. Follow Kelsey at chaotically Kelsey. And I want you to know that I don't know if people have been messaging you directly, but I feel like a lot of people have been on my side about the knee replacement thing, and they've been messaging me.
I have actually also, I'm glad you brought this up because I also wanted to discuss it because this has also been a hot topic in both my personal inbox and the Grey's Academy inbox. So here's where I found talking it through with people that I was being unclear. I believe that this man has sat with this decision for a long time. I do not believe he was like, oh, thank God, a way out, and took it spur of the moment. So I think I was not communicating that very well because of the way he expressed to Derek, like, his concerns about being there for his child, who is, if you look at that kid, probably a close to 1 year old, not like, I would say around a year, like 10 to 12 months.
Yeah.
The way he like has the whole thing where he's like, you know, I'm not fighting a war, but like this whole city looks after me, blah, blah, all this stuff. The read I get is he has known for a long time that he doesn't want to do this anymore. He's just doing it for other people. So he doesn't feel like he can rightfully make the choice to not do it anymore. So someone else making the choice for him is the way out, which obviously is like the point. But the reason I was like, I just don't think it's something that needs to be talked over is because to me, it's not like a, oh my God, like spur of the moment. Yeah. I'm not going to put no thought into this. Let's just do it. And I talked that through with, I had several people on both sides, some people trying to explain where they thought you were coming from, and some people agreeing with me as well on like thinking that it was an obvious solution to his problem. So it was, I mean, honestly, it was a hot topic though. It was nice to hear people on both sides. It was interesting.
And, you know, so I understand, to be clear, like I didn't disagree where you were coming from. It felt like even when you have a big decision like that, that is obvious and you've been sitting with it for a long time. I just feel like there needs to be someone in the room who's an advocate for you of like, hey, just to be clear, are you sure? And that was the part that I felt like was getting skipped over. Mm-hmm. But I will say, you know, I was listening back to our conversation. Can we just shout out how civil we kept? Because like we at certain points, I felt like we were saying the same thing.
Yeah.
And then we were like, but no, not like that. And we were, so I don't know. I'm just really proud of us.
And I was like,
if this was someone's first episode,
this is like fully shitting on myself. This is me all the time. Everyone needs therapy. Everyone should go to therapy. Carmen, we should get this man a therapy. Me. Now, wait a second.
Wait, no. He's healed. He's good.
Hold on, Carmen. Now that you say it, I disagree. I know like we hit this a lot, but like we are both very pro therapy.
Yes,
Yeah. It's just like, I don't know. We just puts, again, it goes back to putting a lot of pressure on athletes, and then it puts them in positions like that where they don't want to do that job anymore, but they feel like they have to. And, you know, I also want to credit what I hope is a good relationship with his wife, where she would be the one to be like, are you sure you want to do this? I fully support you either way. Because if you went to Jessica and you were like, I don't want to work anymore in this job, and I have a backup plan, and she was like, are you sure? I fully support you either way. Unless it was a bad idea, in which she would say, I actually don't care. I don't support you at all.
Right. Yeah. Which she would. She would tell me that. Yeah.
Well, only if it's a bad idea, which it probably is.
Yeah.
Except for that one time.
Right. But if you're listening to this,
but thank you to all the people that reached out to both of us, because it was nice to continue that conversation and hear where people were coming from. And again, obviously we're big mental health advocates and therapy advocates. And
yes. And also advocates of each other. So yes, even
occasionally. No,
but even really, in our disagreements, it's nothing but love, mm-hmm, and hatred.
Yes. But a special kind of hatred.
Yes,
that is mostly from love.
Yes. Hatred burn that's created in the fiery forges of love. Mm-hmm. So anyways, but I'm glad. Yeah, we had a good amount of people reach out and chat about that. So thank you all.
I love open discussions. It's nice.
Seriously. And I think we need to try to find more ways to do that.
But if you messaged us and you aren't one of our people that's on Patreon and you can swing it to join our Patreon, then you can join that into Discord. And then it's both of us at the same time, plus many other friends as well. Yes. So we like the open conversations and the dialogue that we have created over there. So, it's good times.
Before we actually do pivot, I want to pivot away from Gray's content for just a second. I need to shout out Keely. Okay. Mm-hmm. Our friend Keely, who's been, she was reading and going through Harry Potter for the first time. Okay. So she finished. Did she tell you that she finished?
No.
Okay. Anyone who has not been on the Harry Potter journey, here is your spoiler alert. Go pause, run to your phone, throw your AirPods out of your face, shut your laptop. Okay. So I told her, and you know that one of my biggest shock moments is when Tom Riddle reveals himself to be Voldemort. Mm-hmm. So she said that shook her. Big shocker. Also want to shout out that she said when Sirius died, that was tough. Mm-hmm. And then also all of
really
Snape's
don't see it coming.
No. And then all of Snape's backstory, which Snape is, you know, one of the, I think he's just also, what's his name?
Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman, one of the greatest actors of all time. And also, oh my gosh, rest in peace, Carl Weathers.
Oh, was that one?
My first dog. My first dog that I ever had was named Apollo after Apollo Creed. So that was a tough one.
You were going to say was named Carl, which is also an amazing name for a dog.
No, that is funny, though. Anyway, so shout out Keely. All right. Private Practice Academy, Private Parts Academy. Do you have any shout outs other than
just all the people that we've met? I did wonder, since we're talking about Private Practice specifically in this episode, Diamond, who we've talked to before, she's watching Private Practice for the first time, I believe. She's never seen. So she's like been binging it so that she can enjoy the crossover episodes with us. And she lives in Monroeville, Alabama, but she's not from there. She moved there and she didn't love living there. But that's where Charlotte is from in Private Practice. And she said when Charlotte said she was from Monroeville, Alabama, she about shit her pants. And she was so excited because she doesn't super love living there because she moved from somewhere that's very dissimilar from something like that.
Yeah.
And she was just so excited. And I love Charlotte so much. Like, oh, my heart goes out to Charlotte. I just like
this episode.
I love her so much. Like,
she's great.
Also, yeah, Katie Strickland, the actress, is like so incredible and just like so stunningly gorgeous. I just love her so much. So shout out Diamond. She was just glad that there was like a person in a show from where she lives.
Yeah. No, I love that. Our wonderful little Alabama Diamond. We love you. I would just like to start by saying I'm so glad that I didn't have a song to research this week.
That's how you want to start.
I have a lot of thoughts on this episode, and I want to tell you, none of them are good for Cooper.
Cooper's having a hard time.
Cooper is having a struggle.
For having a best friend who's a therapist, Cooper could really use a fucking therapist.
Yeah, but not that one. She needs her own therapist right now.
Okay, first of all,
yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I watched the episode prior to this, before this one, just to get into it. And the episode prior to this is probably one of my top five Private Practice episodes of all time. I love the episode right before this. For those of you who have watched Private Practice but are not currently like watching it, so it's not fresh, the episode right before this crossover episode is the one.
Spoiler alert.
Where, if you're listening to this, you can't not want spoilers.
Because we have some people in our chat who have watched Grey's but never watched Private Practice. So just gentle spoiler alert. Okay, continue.
In the episode before this is when Heather is cooking meth, the house explodes, Betsy and Heather in the hospital, Heather passes away, Del punches Pete. Also, Addison's dad was already there, and Busy, her mom, flies in, and Addison finds out that her mom has actually secretly been a lesbian and been in love with their, like, the girl who, like, runs their family estate for, like, 20-something years. And it's just such like a vulnerable episode for Addison. And it's like a side of her we don't ever see. And I just love the episode before this. Ugh. So fucking good.
Yeah. And for all of you who are on Patreon and we have not done a great job at getting Private Practice content out, we do have our notes. We are slowly but surely getting that done. Slowly.
We have notes and goals and dreams and hopes.
Yes.
And schedules that rarely align.
That's why we're recording 3 days early tonight, because Carmen closes the next 3 days.
Yeah.
Like a dummy. All right. Private Practice. How many people watch this episode? Which number is this? And what's the other thing you do? My name is Antigo Montoya.
I don't do that.
You kill my father. Prepare to die.
It's a really bad impression.
I've actually never seen the movie. I was doing the impression.
Oh my God, you've
I was
never
doing
seen Princess Bride.
Actually, no, I have seen that movie. That's what's his name? Cary Elwes, right?
Yeah, and
I have seen Princess Bride, but I want you to know that I got Princess Bride and Robin Hood Men in Tights mixed up.
That's fine.
But I was impersonating the impersonation from the Game Changer show.
Oh right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. This is Private Practice season 3 episode 11 called Another Second Chance, written by Krista Viernoff and Kathy McCormick, directed by Michael Zingberg, which is an incredible last name.
Is Rob Korn in this one?
He's not. Aired January 14th, 2010 to 10.96 million views.
Not enough love for Private Practice.
No, there's really not. What can you do, you know?
All right. So how do we want to break this one down?
You guys, I'm sorry. Please watch Has-Been Hotel and then please message me about it, because I love it and I cannot stop singing the songs from it and I cannot stop thinking about it. And it's just so good. And the first season's already over and I'm distraught.
Speaking of
but
good
the music
shows,
in it is so good.
You ever watch Julie and the Phantoms?
No.
It's a Netflix show for kids that adults loved, and Netflix was like, we don't know how to handle this, so we're never making another episode.
Oh, good. I love it when they do that.
All right. Anyways. So what's the Netflix Hulu? What's the Hulu synopsis?
Yeah. I have it. The Hulu synopsis. Mark follows Addison to Oceanside Wellness in hopes of helping his daughter.
Cool.
Also, the picture was Mark holding a baby, and Carmen thought it was a spoiler, and it wasn't.
It was a little bit of a spoiler.
I mean, yes, it spoiled the fact that Mark held a baby in the episode, but that was not what you took it for.
No, I thought the baby was going to have to get birthed early.
Born. She's only like 26 weeks. It would be kind of an ordeal.
It's like literally birthing a pear.
Yeah. Probably be pretty easy.
Maybe.
The birth part. The after part would be horrific.
Oh, yeah. All right, where do we start? So do we want to talk about... So in this episode, obviously, there's a lot going on with Addison and Mark. Mm-hmm. A lot going on with Cooper and Charlotte. There's some stuff with Del and Naomi. And then we've got a little bit, obviously, about Sloane. And then Cody, Commander Cody.
Did you see the end of the episode coming though?
Yeah. Yeah. As soon as she walked up to Addison, I was like, yeah, she's fucking with child.
Yeah, that's Shondaland was really hitting that teenage pregnancy at this time for some reason.
January
2010, they were like, let's crank out those teenage pregnancies.
Well, I got to tell you, 2010, I was seeing some teenage pregnancies around me, too. That was the year I graduated high school.
I know. That was the year I turned 20.
And graduated high school.
No, I was already in college. I graduated in 2018, and I was 17 years old when I graduated high school, because I'm a genius. Not really, 15. Just because my birthday is late. You were not 15 in 2010, you moron.
You're right. The math doesn't check out. All right, let's talk about fucking Addison and fucking Mark fucking.
Okay.
Which I am here for. Pro.
Did you? Yes. At the end of last week's episode of Grey's, Alex and Lexi had the implied sex. Did you think that Mark would have sex with Addison?
At the end of the Grey's episode, no. The second they were in a room together, I said,
with no one else.
Yeah, I was like, okay. That's when I was like, something's going to happen. So they start talking about, she's like, oh, I have no release. You know, Naomi eats food and I have nothing. There's nothing that I can do. Which, look in the mirror, Addison. You have options. It's so fuck. So, and then Mark's like, I have nothing. My life is also in ruins. I'm going to close these shades, but not lock this door so we can fuck. And then Sam and Pete walk in and they're like, I'm just going to leave this door open. The manager of the practice is here naked. Stressful. And Sam,
it's so stressful anytime people on these shows have workplace sex, which is all of them all of the time, of Shonda's shows, everyone is boning
too frequently for office place sex.
Is just, I mean, for fuck's sake, Scandal, they're boning in the fucking Oval Office. God,
yeah, that's different.
It.
You are everyone at this point. You're just the president. You're everyone's boss.
Yes.
So, like, but there's no consequences. No.
Also, everyone's your boss, because that's an elected official. So let's reframe it.
It's, yeah.
Hold your politicians accountable, guys. You're in charge of them.
I'm not going to talk politics here, but there was there was a Facebook status that I posted that was on this date 5 years ago or something like that, 2016, so 8 years ago. And I was like, why is this still, why haven't we figured our crap? Why are we repeating the same mistakes?
Wouldn't it be nice if people ran for president who weren't really fucking old?
At this point, just fucking put Taylor Swift in office.
I just wrote that.
That was a good bop. That was a bop.
I love Taylor, but I don't want her to be president.
No,
she
needs...
I want her to do the thing that she does. But there are other people that can be president.
I'll write in Bernie at this point. I don't give a fuck. Both of our options are shit.
I'm at a loss. All of the options are shit. Honestly, I don't want someone four times my age. I don't want someone who's 120.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I just feel so unrepresented by the fucking government. It doesn't matter. I mean, it does matter, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about nice things right now, which is private practice.
Gray's
and
Practice Privates Academy.
Mark Sloan taking his clothes off.
Yeah, and
on
not
camera
enough
for me to enjoy his body.
We need more. We need more. How come when he slapped Addison's butt, you didn't even really see her butt? You just heard the noise.
That's
why don't we get more butt?
It was a bare ass, and it was cable television.
So what? But you could see Mark Sloan.
You didn't see his bare ass.
But you saw his ass bare.
No, you didn't.
I saw his ass bare.
No, you didn't.
All I'm saying
is,
you're
getting the letters confused.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you know, I just wish we would have seen more nude Addison. Also, who was the girl?
I just like, you really have to remember this is on ABC. Like, in your head, you were watching like a porn, and that's just not what the show is.
Okay, I guess I'm confused. I signed up to do a porn review with my best friend. I don't know how we got to this
mistaken.
Point. Okay. All right. Well, anyways, Grey's Academy. I got a Stanley.
God, full of lead.
It's not full of lead.
No, there's lead in it though.
There's also lead in, you know, everything.
Lead paint.
Yeah. So, okay. Anyways, who was the girl that Sam was with that he accidentally called Naomi? Her name was Sonia, right?
Yeah, yeah. Auditor lady. She was really pretty too.
She is, I think, hands down, she's the hottest girl that's ever been in Private Practice and Grey's to this point.
I disagree.
You can be so wrong, and I will forgive you
for that. And I'm glad
that
you're expanding your palette beyond Katherine Heigl. Not that Katherine Heigl isn't also stunning.
She is.
You, like, really obsess over her.
That's because she was the hottest person in the show.
I disagree.
Who did you think was the hottest girl in the
Addison.
Show?
Addison.
She is hot.
I will say, though, both Kate Walsh and Katherine Heigl look now, current day, almost the exact fucking same. It's insane how much neither of them have aged. It's kind of bonkers.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Okay, so Addison, Mark, Bone, and also, so the first scene when Addison is, she's like, yeah,
sound?
No, it's when they're in the room after that. So, okay,
oh,
sorry.
After they have sex, sorry.
No, before the sex part. Okay. They, and she's like, they're opening up about each other, and Mark tells her that, you know, they broke up and that him and Lexi broke up. And she's like, well, yeah, she's too young to raise a baby. And then Mark was like, do not take her side, motherfucker. And she's like, you're right. I'm sorry. But my mom's also a lesbian. And he's like,
yeah.
Wait, what? Yeah. And then they're like, right. Thank you.
They love their relationship.
Yes. I forgot how good of on-screen chemistry they have. But it's Mark has good on-screen chemistry with everyone.
It's so true. He really
does great. Yeah.
He plays off of people really well. But also, so does Addison. They both have very undeniable presence.
Yes, yes. So I don't know if it's more because all the people that I think, wow, I really like the relationship. I liked Addison and Callie together, but Mark and Callie was also good. And then Mark and Lexi was also good. I don't remember getting Addison and Lexi. I think Addison was gone
because
by
Addison
the time Lexi
left. Yeah, at the end of season. Yeah.
Yeah. And he just shuts those blinds and gets naked real quick.
I just want to ask, I know it was the episode prior, but what are your thoughts on Addison's family, like her parents?
So what is WASPs? What are WASPs?
White Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
Got it. That was referenced in an episode of Scrubs too. And
it's referenced a lot.
Yeah.
In a lot of things. Cause it has like a very understood implication.
Got it. So I don't know much about that. However,
honestly, I would say that their depiction of it is like very spot on.
Okay. So my initial reaction was, Addison, why the fuck do you care that your mom's a lesbian? And then as she starts to describe it more and she's talking about how like her whole view of her childhood and her parents' relationship was flipped instantly, I can see how that could be kind of like a traumatizing event. I get it.
Yeah. I also don't think it's like someone being gay that is the traumatic thing. It's more of like everything you know to be a lie that's really like the traumatic event.
Yeah.
And then also the way she found out. And then also on top of it, yeah, like her dad's cheating and like her cheating and Archer's cheating. It's just like,
it's a vicious
all just
cycle.
Kind of snowballs. And it's they clearly already as a family, like have their own set of baggage. They don't ever talk about anything real.
Yeah. So, but the end of the episode when Addison goes to the mom and then the assistant lady, she sees her and she gets up and walks out. And then the dad's like, all right, I'm out too. And they just kind of leave them together. And she gets to have this moment where they don't, she doesn't say, I forgive you. They don't talk about anything of substance. They just move on. And she says, hey, I'll call this flight company. I'll complain for you.
Yeah.
And then the mom cries.
Speaking
and
she's, wasp.
That's speaking wasp, you know? So sweeping all the problems under the rug.
It's like a very, very masterclass in passive aggression.
Yeah. So anyways,
I just think that I also think the casting is really well done, specifically for Addison's mom. Like I'm just like, it's believable to me that you would have created this person.
Yes.
Genetically speaking.
Yeah. And they're a good looking older couple.
What's the dad from Seventh Heaven?
Good Seventh times. Heaven, the local Chicago
Seventh
cover band.
Heaven. Is that really a Chicago cover band?
Yeah.
That's funny. Why is that their name?
Because they are.
Did
the
they
Seventh
just love that
Heaven.
Show so much?
I don't know. They got popular for doing like a 30 song mashup cover that they would do.
Interesting.
And it was like. I'll have to send it. I'll see if I can find it. I'll send it to you. Yeah. So anyways, post-sex and also post-messages from these sponsors. But if you're watching the video, which will go on YouTube someday.
Eventually,
it'll be just
maybe.
Us.
We're doing our
it'll
best.
It'll be just us sitting here looking at each other, having a staring contest. One, two, three, go. And we are back. Oh gosh, we're still going. Oh no.
It hurts.
I know.
It hurts. Damn it.
I win. All right.
Damn it. I hate losing to Cartman.
I am the champion, my friends. So Sam is mad.
Apparently, is not here for it.
Sam is like, I'm just going to fucking stare her down.
Judgy.
Like a child. And then she goes to him afterwards. She goes, all right, you got 30 seconds to lecture me on anything business related about having sex in the office and nothing else.
I just love when Naomi comes in and yes. Sam goes, Sam's like, she's making up rules.
And then Naomi takes her side like a friend should.
Yeah.
Sam's way too close to this.
Yeah. They've got some other stuff going on right now.
Yeah. No, for sure. They for sure do.
But also Addison and Mark have a history, you know, we know, and they know it's easy to fall back into things like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mark is sad about Lexi. Addison is sad about her life, essentially. Sloan is also there.
Which one?
Sloan. Also, when Brooke and Mark and Pete, like, go at each other, it's bizarre.
When
like
who?
When Mark and Pete, because Addison wants Pete to basically do acupuncture on Sloan.
Oh, because of her high blood
pressure.
Blood pressure,
because obviously she's, like, really stressed about the baby and everything. And so... And she goes, dude, you're not putting those needles in me. And Mark's like, dude, you hurt her. And Addison says, calm down. Pete's doing this for me as a favor, so don't be a turd.
Is that when he says, get your witch doctor looking ass out of here?
Yeah. And then he's like, what do you do, plastic, saving the world one boob job at a time? They're both just doing a great job. Really being grown adult men here.
Yeah. Also, hold on. I want to pause on this because I forgot about this note. When they're in, before they even get to that point, and they're in the room for the surgery, or they're like consulting.
For the ultrasound.
For the ultrasound, yes. And Addison starts to talk about, you know, like, oh, this is the second time. And Sloan gets mad at her. It's like, oh, you're going to fuck up the surgery again. And then Mark was like, well, that was my fault. I should have let her finish the surgery the first time. When Addison says, now that is an apology. How ruined has Derek made you that you think
literally,
that is the apology?
I was so mad. I was like, I
he didn't even
hate
say I'm sorry.
The men on this show and their inability to apologize to the people that they have harmed.
Now, Mark does give, he does say I'm so sorry later on in the episode. I think that Mark has become capable of the apologies because of Addison. Mm-hmm. But, you know, well, Hunts, I think, said a couple of I'm sorry's.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm like, what the fuck? That's not an apology, dude. I had to put that out there.
Thank you. I appreciate that you were the one noticing that, and it wasn't just me. I appreciate that. God. So yeah, they have to do the surgery, and Sloane's like, oh, don't bust the ATM open. Bless her. She really is very dumb.
Honey, the ATM is where you get money.
Not into it. And obviously the AVM does blow. Spoiler alert. But so they
because
have
of Sam.
Sam walks in. Then Pete walks in. And Pete's line of, too bad I joined the other practice. This place has perks. Spot on.
Yes.
10 out of 10. No notes. Amazing. Amazing. And then do we have anything else about the initial interaction? Addison, this is a place of business.
I just love that she's like, I am in fucking charge here. And Mark, you don't get to be within 1,000 feet of my OR. Get your ass out of here. Go to the fucking beach. Get a Japa dog. Do your thing. Get out of here.
And then...
also, shout out, if you're in California and you know what a Japa dog is, respect. Megan's going to know what a Japa dog is.
Ugh, Megan went to California Adventure the other day, and I was so jealous.
Yeah, and she was rocking Gallery 81 music out there because she's a fucking boss queen.
So true. So yeah, then Naomi says, Sam, you have to leave Addison alone because you're making her scream. I wish someone would say that to people for me.
When you're in town in a month, find someone to scream at and I will just defend you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. And then also when Sam says Mark Sloane had you naked within an hour of your arrival, what does that tell you? I'm like, it tells me, look at him.
Also, it tells me that the woman has needs. And last I remember, you turned her down, which was the right thing to do. However,
although we won't shit on that because that was absolutely the right move.
Yeah, it was the right, like, but you turned her down. So we just need to recognize.
Yeah, there's some nuance to it, but it's fine.
Yeah.
Everyone's doing their best.
Yeah.
So yeah, just a lot happening.
I like when they're in the hospital and Addison and Mark are talking and Charlotte walks up and she goes, who's this? What she goes, hey, who are you, hot stuff? And I love that.
Yeah.
Because at this point, he's like, I'm just going to fucking move here.
Yeah.
Because I want to see the beach.
Committed immediately.
I love it.
And then she says, oh, I've been saying we could use a plastic. Oh, he says plastics. And she says sexology, and which he fucking loses his mind over.
Love LA!
Which is so, like, on brand. They honestly, like, I would watch them work together, and I would love it.
They should open up a private practice.
So true.
And they should call it sex plastic.
Sex plastic
or plastic sex. Sexy plastics. Sexy time plastics.
Oh god. Stumbly-tastics. So I just love Charlotte so much. So yeah, the Addison does the surgery. Everything's going fine. Sam comes in and he's like, I'm going to talk at you because you can't leave while I'm in this surgery and I'm going to harass you about different dog breeds. And then he says that Mark eats poop, which is rude. It's a rude thing to say.
Although in his defense, I want you all to know that dachshunds are one of my least favorite dog breeds.
Why?
I just, they're too low to the ground. My targeting computers get messed up.
I don't know what that means.
That was a Star Wars reference. But also, just in general, I don't think they're good. Like, the small dogs, I just don't think they're very cute. There's only one cute dachshund that I ever met, and that dog's name is Copper.
Copper's very cute.
Copper is very fucking cute. But, like, chihuahuas,
well, chihuahua dachshunds, is wildly different than a dachshund.
I might as well be looking at the same dog.
Oh, well, you're an insane person.
Okay.
Also, the other day when I had to stay late after training class and talk to the trainer about Watson. And she was talking to me about, she was like, oh, sometimes we have chihuahuas in the class. And I was like, I cannot imagine a chihuahua in a training class and anything getting accomplished.
No, no. Also, did you see that picture of that freaking gigantosaur?
Oh my God.
The car was leaning.
It's like a barrel with fur, a barrel full of whiskey covered with fur.
And a
like,
fucking
what even
tongue.
Kind of dog was that?
I don't know. I do
There's
not
like,
know.
That was baffling.
That was a horse. That was a fucking horse dog.
No, it was like a cow. It was genuinely too round to be a horse.
Yeah.
It was like a cow and a hippo was a dog.
And like, I've seen big dogs. I've seen like 6 foot tall Great Danes. I've seen these animals exist.
I've seen
that dog was a torpedo.
I've seen a Beethoven dog, and that's
a Saint Bernard, right?
Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
And that was bigger. It was. I don't even know how.
It was as if someone
existed.
Did a reverse shrink ray on an English bulldog, and then said, "Also, you're made of like." Just weights. You're just made of steel weights that you would find at the gym. It was a fucking gigantic dog.
It was insane.
I don't even know how its head got out of the window.
I don't know how it got into a car or got born.
It's like Kim Kardashian's pants. They had to get sewn on. They built the car around this dog. That dog is
that
the car.
It was literally bonkers.
And it was moving.
I thought about
it was a live
it so
dog.
Many times. I thought you meant the car was moving. I was like,
no, the car was slanting on its side. So.
Oh, insane.
All right. So anyways. Sam causes the ATM to explode with cash. Right. Cash
well,
money everywhere.
It's not
I
his
blame
fault.
Sam. I blame Sam.
I'm sure you do. Everything's going fine. The AVM blows. Sloan needs. All she really needs is blood transfusion, right? Like nothing else. She just needs blood because she loses a lot of blood.
Yeah, that was
it. She's fine. The baby's fine.
It was just stressful.
Yeah, obviously, because it has to be. Nothing in Shonda can ever be unstressful. So then Mark panics, but everything's fine. But he has to panic for drama.
And he was very upset.
He really was. It was like the most upset I've ever seen him. Naomi like pulls him away, like has to like pull him away from Addison. I'm like, what are you going to do? Punch her in the face?
He ain't going to do shit.
So true.
But also Sam was being a condescending turd bucket that whole time. In the
actual surgery.
OR. Yeah. In the OR.
Yeah. Sam is listing dog breeds. He says Sloan is a dachshund who eats poop and is not concerned with Addison's needs.
Yeah. So after this, though, I think this is when we get the scene with Addison and Pete where they're on the bench, which is a cute scene. And she tells Pete they have a cute, very. I'm glad their friendship ended up being platonic. I did not actually like the Addison and Pete storyline. I'm kind of confused about the Pete and Violet storyline where that sits right now, but that's fine. So
Pete's fucking preoccupied being a
captain
dad.
So they're on the bench and Addison opens up about what we had learned, I think in one of the past Grey's episodes about her having an abortion with Mark's child and Mark really wanted it. And she said, no.
Mm-hmm.
And Pete kind of opens up that conversation of like, well, what if Sloane doesn't keep the baby? Like, what if this is, there's an adoption piece and this is kind of like a realization that she goes through. And,
Pete's a good guy.
Pete is a good guy. Also,
he's misguided a lot of the time, I will say, but he means well.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Yeah. When he makes fun of Mark and then Addison is like, oh, the contempt. She's funny. She's got good comedic delivery. She is.
I love her. Also, we want to say in that scene after the surgery, when Naomi like leaves with Mark and walks him away to like talk him down off a ledge because he's losing his mind. That's when Addison is to Sam. She's like, Mark Sloane is a good man.
Yes.
Like, he did stupid things. We all did stupid things. And he let us do our stupid things. And he didn't judge us. So maybe, like, shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I see where Sam's coming from. If you know who Mark was when they were all friends, and if you know, and then, like, that's what you walk into, you're going to assume nothing's changed. But, like, we as viewers, and probably also Addison, like, know that there is growth. As far as Mark's concerned, and like he has become a different person. And so I think like it's nice to see Addison like stand up for him in that, right? And be like, listen, yeah, I see what you're saying, but like he's a good person. And also he fucking loves her. Like, I mean, he loves Lexi, but like he loves her like as a friend. Like, yes, they have a romantic history, but like he still like loves her and wants good things for her.
Yeah. Mark and I are kind of very the exact same person in a lot of ways. And I mean, he's a little bit less attractive than I am.
I'm gonna kill him. I am
taller than him.
They're going to play this in court. And I hope that I have a good alibi.
The point of what I'm trying to say is, I respect that there is a level of intimate love and platonic love in this. And he plays it really well. What's the character's name? What's the human's name?
A person. The character or the human?
The person who plays the character.
Eric Dane.
Eric Dane.
How tall is Weber's character?
The actor who plays Weber is 6'2", but Weber himself is 6'9".
Oh, it's so funny.
Chandra Wilson plays Bailey, who is 7'5".
Oh, no.
She's in fucking stilts. Anyways, I like that there's the platonic love, which we get to see a lot on Grey's with Callie, because even though they fucked, there's still like
one thing that Grey's does a lot of forever and always is makes people have sex with each other, and then like 5 minutes later they're just really good friends. And like, I like to watch it because I like the dynamics of all of these people, but like, when I tell you, I do not have good relationships with my exes, and it blows my mind that people can do that, because I don't know if you know this about me, Carmen, but I love a grudge.
But not the movie.
I don't hate The Grudge as much as you do, but I don't want to watch it, but I love to hold a grudge.
Yes.
So yeah, that's always something that I'm like baffled by, with Grey's. It's different, like, with Callie and Mark, they never had a relationship, so that's, like, a little bit more believable to me. Like, it was just the sex piece. It was just sexy, sexy friends. But, like, anyone on Grey's who, like, has a full relationship and then is, like, just fine 5 minutes later, I'm, like, I cannot fathom. I cannot fathom.
Yeah, the Could George and Izzy one still blows my mind, but
George and Izzy, Alex and Izzy, Alex and half the Olivia.
Oh, I miss Alex her. I wish she worked at this private practice.
Yeah, I mean, who, like, seriously, like, everyone sleeps together and then is just over it. Like even George and Callie were like best friends after they got not best friends, but they were friends after they got divorced.
Yeah, they were still, you know.
Addison and Derek were like wildly friendly.
Yeah. After
even last episode when she was there. I enjoy
time heals
the dynamics
all wounds,
of these people,
you know?
But like it's not for me. It's no. Couldn't be me.
Yeah. I had done it a couple of times, but it was never like best friends. I guess in theory it was, I guess not in theory, in hindsight it was just me hooking up with them afterwards again.
That's not,
I'm realizing now that what I'm saying and what you're saying are two different things. We're not agreeing. We're not synced up like we were last week.
I'm glad that you're coming to this realization.
Yeah.
That you were just being a turdy teenage boy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Also, so Isaac, Jessica's little brother, they were here with us this weekend. It's one of the reasons I'm exhausted. Mm. And he bought this girl a Valentine's Day gift.
Oh, that's nice.
And Jessica was like, hey, just so you know, like, I'm not saying don't get her the gift, but mom and dad will shame you for buying a Valentine's present because this is all the money you have and you're spending it on a girl. And I said out loud, I mean, as long as you're not having sex, but she still does touch your wiener, that's what I would be thinking. Because I'm not going to go out there and condone teenage 15-year-old sex, but I am going to say have consensual oral sex, or, you know, a wrap around, a reach around, not a wrap around.
Oh, my God. This is terrible parenting.
I'm not. Marlo is going to have a chastity belt until she's 30.
Also terrible parenting.
Okay. What? Then you're going to tell me that she shouldn't be having coffee and soda every morning for breakfast with her Lucky Charms and Samoas?
Ew, you shouldn't give her Samoas because they're gross.
Fuck you. I have 3 boxes of Samoas sitting upstairs that all are for me.
Do not worry. I won't eat any of them.
I'm going to put it right next to your bedside. Are you just going to sleep in the bed with Jessica and I? Is that what's going to happen? It's a lot warmer in that bed.
I'll sleep in... This isn't off my conversation.
Okay. All right. I like the scene where Pete lets Mark hold Lucas.
Oh, yeah, that was nice. Poor Pete. He's having a hard time. Lucas, like, forgot how to sleep.
Which, yeah, what did he say?
Well, I've been there. I don't know if you've been there.
Marlo's gone through a couple of regressions. Right now, it's the fighting on the bedtime. Not so much the waking up in the middle of the night.
I feel that.
She needs to be tucked in 7 times.
I saw a meme that said, no one has a longer to-do list than a toddler who's just been told goodnight.
Yeah. Oh, but wait, I got to put all my books away. Oh, but wait, I need my dinosaur. Oh, but wait, where's Belle and Ariel? Wait, yeah. I need a new blankie.
Scarlett will literally just go, I need to tell you something. Do you remember when we went to Disney World? Yeah. Can we ride Slinky Dog again? Yes. Okay, night-night. Okay, thanks.
And another thing.
Yeah. She'll be like, wait, can you tell Daddy to come in here? And I'll go, why? And she'll go, because he's my best friend. I go, well, I can't fucking say no to that.
It's too funny. It's too funny. Okay.
So, kids are fun.
Private academy.
Pete says that Lucas thought it was morning at 3, 4, and 5. So yeah, that sucks. Definitely.
All of those technically are correct, but none of them are good.
None of them are right.
Yeah.
Pete has Lucas at work and Mark like loses his mind. He's like, wow, I can't believe Naomi lets you have your baby at work. Like that's amazing. I'm about to like, Sloan's going to have this kid. And like, I'm going to like, he's just babbling incoherently. Poor Pete is probably like, poor Pete's like, I don't have enough sleep to understand you. If you're speaking correctly, you cannot speak to me this way.
Also, I have a feeling that I just convinced this woman that you really like to convince your daughter who you just met to give away your child who you haven't met for sure.
But are like already changing your life around for.
Although the view definitely was dope. When he's sitting there and was like, do you ever get tired of this fucking view? No, Mark. No one ever does.
It is a good view, but I love private practice. I really do. But sometimes it's just the green screen quality is not that great.
Yeah, it's not that great.
Yeah. But I see what they were going for, and I appreciate beach. That you cannot just be out filming on the beach all of the time.
Yeah. Also, you got to worry about tsunamis that when you're that close to the beach.
Well, I don't know how many tsunamis they really have to worry about.
All it takes is one. That wasn't meant to be insensitive. I'm just saying.
Like, you're not wrong. It's just not what I thought you would say.
This is one.
It's true. I don't know that it's the best point. It's true. Okay. Well, yes. Do you ever get tired of this view? No, is the answer.
No, no, you never do. I can't believe that Mark has never physically held an infant baby. That just seems inaccurate.
Really? Because Michael had never held a baby before we were together. I bullied him into holding the first baby that he ever held, which was his nephew. And then after that, it was our babies and your baby.
I don't know if I believe that.
Well, you're the oldest.
But Michael is not the youngest. Well, what's the next age down?
They're a year and a half.
Oh, okay, apart. Never mind. I thought there was a larger age gap there.
No.
I'm sorry.
There's a larger that does age make gap sense. In the older three in him.
That does make sense. That does make sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So he just hasn't, and also the first guy I dated in high school had also like never held baby, really. He was also a younger sibling. So I don't know. Some people just aren't around babies that much.
I guess that makes sense. It's hard to imagine not being around babies because of my age and with my siblings. But then also now that we have babies, although we were at Target yesterday with Isaac buying the thing for the girl and the PB touching that I told him, you know,
what
all that.
Did he buy her?
A weighted dinosaur.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute.
It is cute.
If I was 15, I would be like, oh my God, he knows me so well.
Yeah. This weighted dinosaur and I will be buried together.
You're really on it tonight. I'm into it.
I am so excited. It's just all the sarcasm is just all.
This weighted dinosaur and I will be buried. I'm going to get that tattooed on me when I'm in Chicago.
I'll get a matching one.
Please.
Oh, goodness. All right. Anyways, so fucking Target. What were we saying?
You were at Target and babies.
Oh, I just forgot how small some of these baby clothes are because Marla's like a giant now.
Wait, I literally was at Target the other day doing grocery shopping and I saw some of the outfits that were out and I was like, it's physically impossible that either of my children were ever this small.
Right. I'm like, what? I asked Jessica, I was like, what are they making these clothes for? Fucking bananas? I don't understand. What? How do they fit onto human babies?
Bananas. I'm crying. I had so much caffeine today.
Oh my God. Clara is rolling over in her
Clara
internet grave
so
right
now.
Yeah, she's like, I want to love this podcast.
She's like,
but
I want to sue these people
for wasting my time.
She's going to sue us for damages and emotional distress.
Breach of contract.
Bananas.
In pajamas, you know? They're coming down the
those
stairs.
Those things were fucking huge. All right, those that is not gigantic. Who those babies.
Timmy the Tooth and bananas in pajamas.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Mark has never held a baby. And then
Mark
he holds Lucas.
Yeah.
And the and face he makes, he does.
Yeah.
Just like the six chin face. And then he's like, hey, you're really cute.
I like that Pete was like, hey, just don't fuck it up because I just got this bastard quiet. Yeah,
if you could just please not ruin this for me, I would love it.
And I thought he was going to fall asleep in that chair while holding the baby.
I know.
Because he actually fell asleep on Addison's, when
head.
She was,
on
her head.
On my head.
It's definitely relatable. Pete's mm-hmm. I don't even know, genuinely, I have no idea where that storyline is going.
Pete and Violet,
yeah. Mm-hmm. She needs therapy, and not mm-hmm. from Sheldon. Sheldon's not cutting it right now. Okay. What else then before we go to another episode?
I guess we could finish the Sloan storyline with Addison, how she counsels her.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
In a way that was potentially unexpected.
Yeah. Yeah. She, or go ahead. You walk us through it.
Yeah. So she finally is like, hey, have you considered adoption? And Sloan's like when you find people in the Penny Saver, and Addison goes, no, that only happens in Juno. Like when you go through an adoption agency, like a normal person.
This tells you the timing of this movie mm-hmm. because I forgot that movie existed.
That movie does.
That was Michael Cera and.
At the time, Ellen Page, currently Elliot Page.
Okay. Wait, what?
Good movie. Ellen Page has transitioned and is now living as Elliot Page.
Okay. I did not know that.
Yes. So.
Remember Teddy Geiger? They transitioned
Singer?
To... Yeah.
Singer?
From the movie the Rocker, or The Drummer with Rayan Wilson.
What did they sing?
They sang the songs from that movie. They also transitioned.
I don't know that movie, but I know that name.
Hold on.
I like that you just have to relate it to someone else. You're like, I also know a trans person.
Shut the fuck up. This person.
I'm looking on the Google.
Now known as Teresa Geiger.
But what did they sing?
They sang all the songs from that movie.
Okay, I need, but no, that's like just not helpful to me.
Okay, just go.
Oh, for you, I will. Okay, that's it. I know that one. For you, I will. Well, that
good,
was the big
good
one.
For you. I didn't know that one.
Yeah.
I'm really glad that we live in a world where this is becoming normal and accepted.
Yeah. Needs to be more accepted. I'm sick of people having any.
But I was just thinking of late. Yeah, no, I was just thinking of when you had said that. It was like, I feel like there's been a number of 2000s actors and actresses mm-hmm. that have been able to live more comfortably in their body. That's what made me think of that. I wasn't saying I also know of a trans person, because I know many trans people in just like regular life in my personal circle. But it was one of those things. It made me think, because we're obviously talking about Hollywood and LA and all that stuff. It's just really, it's really, really cool. So, okay. The adoption thing. So this was kind of inconclusive. So she's thinking about doing the adoption. She doesn't want Mark to know, obviously. Mm-hmm. Wild, 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 wild.
So, what do you think on that?
Honestly, if you're not ready to be a parent, because she also was like, I just want my mom. I don't want Mark. Yeah. I don't want to talk
that
to him.
Really
I need
sad.
My mom.
When she wakes up and she's just crying and she's like, I want my mom. And Addison's like, well, your mom's not here, but like Mark's out there and like, I'm happy to go get him. She's like, I don't want him. I want my mom. Which like, I feel that on an emotional level constantly. So I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. And Mark is her father. But as far as
they
she's concerned, she doesn't
really
have a dad.
Know each other that well.
Yeah.
He is doing a great job. He's really stepping up and being there for her in every way that he can, however he knows how. But that's not always enough. Like sometimes you just want someone else.
Yeah. So that's sad to watch. I get it. I think that she's going to end up giving the kid up. And I hope that it's not shamed. I hope that she's not shamed for it by anyone in her life for that. And also, if we get the mom, I hope that the mom is supportive of it or whatever. But it's not a tough, it's not an easy choice to do that. Especially all of the hormones that your body goes through after that. So, but my official prediction is she'll probably end up giving, she'll put you know, provide the kid with into the agency, I think is my official prediction. Or she gives it up for adoption to Mark. I don't know. That's a tough one. We'll need to keep watching.
Oh, we should do that. But first we'll take a quick pause and then we'll come back and do the second half of this episode. And we'll start it with everyone's favorite segment.